Hey, this is Jake Owen, and this is Good Company.
We in good company.
Welcome to Good Company, yeah. A podcast where we talk about everything under the sun. Friends, good times, and life.
We in good company.
Now, here's your host, Jake.
Yo, yo, what's up? Another episode of Good Company. I am coming at you from the Pro Shop office of Brian Jorgensen out here at Nashville Golf and Athletic Club. We are here for the web.com Nashville Golf Open, and I just finished up a stellar nine-hole practice round playing with two very talented individuals. Dawson Armstrong are you born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee?
Raised in South Georgia. Yeah, down way down there, about 5 miles away from the border of Florida. So yeah, way down there. I moved up here about 7 years ago, so I've been here ever since.
So did you move up here to go to school and practice golf or what?
No, my dad got a job over at Lipscomb. So once he got that job, we all moved up here. I was still in high school, and then once he got the job there, it was pretty clear that I was going to go to Lipscomb for school.
All right. Well, we'll get back to you here in a second. Sebastian Kaplan, which is very interesting because I didn't know we were going to play today together, but I was on the range and I saw Sebastian's bag, which is spelled C-A-P-P-E-L-E-N. My best friend in the world, Ryan Capellan, and his brother Stevie and Rusty are the Capellans. Sebastian told me they pronounce it Kaplan, which is Danish because Sebastian is from Denmark and we played today. And you don't have any relatives back in my hometown of Vero Beach, Florida?
Not that I know of, but I'm about to explore that more.
Well, it's pretty cool to have the two of you guys here just for a minute to chat with me. I kind of put them on the spot today to talk with them, but we were midway through our nine-hole practice round. And it's interesting to me just because growing up as a golfer and wanting to play competitively, to watch you guys play is so humbling, man, because Dawson over here just recently turned professional, correct?
Yeah, I turned pro about 2.5-3 weeks ago. Yeah.
So do you get like a new logo each week on your shirt or what?
Yeah, really, it looks like I'm about to. I've got like 10 on me right now.
So more logos, the better, right? I mean,
sooner or later, I'm just going to be covered like a NASCAR driver.
I think that golf is going to become more and more like NASCAR driving to the point where you can just sell off every inch of your shirt. Yeah, and some of you guys, like, I noticed Sebastian over here is in pretty good shape. I mean, if they ever pull the rule where you don't even have to wear a shirt, think about how much money, man, you just be racking in based off that Danish body of yours.
Say what? Yeah, well, Nike got rid of the collar, so they
did get rid of the collar.
Can I say something about that Nike thing? Look, I don't know what tournament it was, but I noticed Patrick Reed was wearing the same exact shirt as Tiger, and they were in the same... They were in the same group. Like, at some point, like, I've really figured Tiger would be like, there's no way I'm wearing the same thing Patrick Reed is wearing.
Yeah. Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reed wore the same thing on, I want to say, Saturday when they played together at the Masters, right? They were the only two that were really, like, way up there above everyone else. And they both wore, I think, blue in the final round. I think they both wore pink, too. It's just kind of threw me off a little bit how every Nike player was, like, kind of wearing the same gear every single day. So.
Well, we're paired together to play this week, Dawson. Lucky you, right? You got paired with the amateur country music singer that they gave a spot into this tournament. So
I got a spot just like you, dude, so no worries at all. I was just an amateur 2 weeks ago, but I wasn't a country singer like you are, so, you know.
Well, that kind of brings us back to why I wanted to talk to you guys, because it's interesting. I was on the course talking with Sebastian about, and you were just asking him this while we were eating lunch. Sebastian, how long have you been, when did you turn pro? How long has it been? Because you went to University of Arkansas, you said, Razorbacks. I know John Daly would like to hear that. He's a Razorback guy. He didn't play it. Did he play at Arkansas, John Daly? Did he? I know he's a big Razorback guy. I don't know if he actually played there. But so you've been on the tour for how long?
I came on the tour in 2014, right out of college, basically. I got pretty lucky to Monday qualify into event and then win that event, which...
Wait a second. You Monday... The event you Monday qualified for, was it your first web.com event? And you won it.
Yep.
How did that feel?
Well, the week before, I just tried to qualify for the U.S. Open, and I lost in a playoff to get into the U.S. Open. So I was like, oh, I might as well just go try to qualify for something else. I'm playing pretty good. And then I got into a playoff to get into the event and in the qualifier, and I got through that playoff. And then I was like, okay, now I'm here. Let me just see what I can do. And then kind of just...
What tournament was it?
It was in Wichita.
So that's interesting, man, because Dawson, is this your first web.com event?
This is my first web.com event. This is only my second pro event as a professional ever. So
this could be, and by the way, I'm sharing one microphone here, so that's why I keep sticking in your face. Usually we use two, but so sorry about that.
Me and him would just be going back and forth, sticking each.
So you might have some serious good, like, maybe mojo you could tell Dawson. I mean, it's his first web.com. You won your first web.com. So what's your advice? You're a great player, Dawson, but maybe Sebastian's got some Danish heart-to-heart advice for you. You know what I mean?
Well, I would say just play with no fear. I mean, college, you have your coach that you're trying to not disappoint.
That's true.
But here you're just playing for yourself, and... at the end of the day, if you come off the course and you can say that I made every right decision, I did everything I could, then that's all you can do to yourself. If you start getting on yourself too much, then you're just going to weigh yourself down.
I took a lot of that advice to heart today because I know that, I mean, I'm happy to be here because one of the reasons they had me in the tournament was to raise money for the Snedeker Foundation, and Brant Snedeker was gracious enough to give proceeds back to my foundation, the Jake Owen Foundation, which has a lot of beneficiaries, most importantly, St. Jude Children's Hospital. So I know the main reason I'm here is for that, but as a competitor, I want to play well. So I watched you guys today, and you were really giving me some valuable points. What I thought was really interesting, I forget what hole it was. I think it was the par 5, 7th. You mentioned, Sebastian, that where you were in the middle of the fairway on an approach shot, that if that's 95 yards or something and you're going to hit a wedge, that might turn your 56 into a 52-degree wedge. So stuff like that, you guys are constantly thinking of that an amateur like me is not. And that's the difference between knowing, you know, hitting a shot that might go over the green and cost you a bogey. It could be a birdie opportunity, which at the end of the year might have been, what, $20,000? To $100,000. I mean, if you look at it like that,
yeah, it could be. But also, we don't really hit that many flush shots that we think, oh, I hit that one perfect. So when we hit him, we want those to be good.
Well, speaking of which, though, that same hole he said that on, if you remember correctly, Dawson, he hit a wedge right after telling me that, and he hit it an inch behind the hole. Sebastian spun it back; it hit the hole
and ended up about 3 feet away. It was as soon as he hit it, he literally said, "Oh, please land in the hole." I was like, "What is he talking about?" Landed about a foot and almost went in. I was like, this kid is ridiculous. So
seeing guys like, so this is your first web.com event, Dawson. What do you, all these guys are legit out here. So you played today with Sebastian, and it was interesting because Sebastian was saying that he won that tournament, which you said, your first one, web.com in 2014. And here we are, 2018. It's 4 years later. And you're still trying to make it to the big leagues. Dawson, you're just getting your feet wet in it. So you're excited to play, I'm sure, but like probably as a difference in like mindset from maybe Sebastian, like this is your first tournament. So you're kind of like, I'm just happy to be here. And I know you want to win, but I'm trying to put words in your mouth, but for a guy like you, Sebastian, too, you've been doing this for a while. Like you're not just here, like you're here to, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you guys in the same mindset or... This is Dawson, by the way.
Hey, yeah, I'm Dawson.
You don't have the Danish accent.
No, I do not. I'd probably say, I mean, I'd like to say we probably have the same mindset. Obviously, we want to go out there and play well. We want to execute a game plan that we have, right? Like,
but you're not married.
No, I'm not married. I don't have kids.
That's a big difference because you were saying earlier.
Many external factors to think about except, oh, shoot, how am I just going to, you know, how am I going to go from this week to the next? And you've got things to think about. Outside of this as well.
But do you really think about that when you're on the golf course? Are you thinking about, I've got a wife to support, I've got to, you know?
No, absolutely not. I mean, if I were, then I hope
I wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here, hopefully.
It would be way too stressful.
It's, I mean, you...
How many of these guys out here, do you know when you see them, you can tell, I mean, they're great players, and they're doing, I mean, I heard a guy I played with yesterday was telling me he doesn't even have a hotel for the week. He's just going night to night wherever he can get the best rate. Because he's like, I don't have the money to get a weekly rate somewhere and pay. And I said, really? He said, yeah, so where are you staying this week?
We're fortunate to, we got put with Host Housing last year that we hit it off with. So they invited us back to stay at their house again. So we have a good zero expense on that account this week.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
it's know. A lot of players.
Are you staying at the house this week? You're from here, Dawson, so you're staying with mom and dad or what?
Oh yeah, I.
You still live at home?
I do. I'm not going to be home much. I mean, you know how it is. You're not home at all. And, you know, why spend that, for me at least, not having a wife or anything and, you know, basically having to pay.
Which, by the way, Dawson, don't rush into that whole wife thing. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a great wife. You find a good one, lock it down. You know what I mean? But, you know, I think sometimes, too, it's good. Did you get married pretty fresh off the start?
We had known each other for a while, but it was a year out of college we got married, but we felt, I mean, nothing really changed because we lived together.
Did you guys both went to the University of Arkansas?
We did, yeah.
Is she Danish, or did you win over an American woman?
I won an American woman.
Is she from Arkansas?
She is from
Does
Arkansas.
Does she have a deep Southern accent?
She doesn't.
Oh, man, that's kind of shocking.
So you're a Danish dude that came over and married an Arkansas girl?
Yeah, her dad was happy about that. No, I'm just kidding.
That's really interesting. I've always wondered about that because I was explaining this to you earlier. It's y'all's life, I think, is a lot like a musician's life. We're constantly traveling. Wherever you go, you're only there for, you guys are there for a few days. I'm only there sometimes, you know, for a night, maybe if we're lucky, two nights. And so, as you mentioned, you meet someone that's host housing you or something. We meet a lot of people that do nice things like that for us when we come to town. They'll say, hey, come hang out at the pool because you get tired of the hotel life. But is outside of loving golf, I think you might be able to answer this better, Sebastian, but do you find that the traveling part of it is the part that's the worst about it?
It is for sure. I mean, it definitely, if you don't have the freedom to kind of make everything convenient, if you have to scramble back and forth, whether, okay, I got to pick a rental car up somewhere else because it's cheaper, or I got to take a cheaper flight, but I got to stop twice, or blah, 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 all those things. I mean, be able to go with one airline, one rental car company, know what brand of hotel you're staying with every week if you're in a hotel, I will say is some of the things that it's money to be able to do that. Otherwise, you never know what you're going to get. So knowing what you're going to get is probably what makes things easier, but all the traveling, just it could be a lot more.
What are you excited about, Dawson? Not only this week, but now, like, if you play well this week, if you do what Sebastian did and you win this week, let's say, your first web.com event, you win it, that would set you up to play quite a few web.com events, right, and give you exemptions into other tournaments?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if I came out here and won this week, that'd be life-changing, honestly. First off, I've never seen money like that before in my life. And also,
what is the winning purse this week?
I think it's 100, right?
Yeah, 99. 100,000 to the winner. Yeah, 99
or 100. But like, what would you do if you won? I mean, seriously, outside of the money, like, what would that make you feel like?
Man, So I've got a bachelor party next week with one of my best friends.
You would have $100,000 going to a bachelor party?
It'd be a week-long bachelor party if I ended up winning.
You're like, guys, by the way, I just won a golf tournament. I've got $100,000 in cash in my pocket.
By the way, this week's on me, so let's have at it.
I really hope you win. Can I go? Can I go on
that? Hey, you want to join us? We'll be at Topgolf. We'll enjoy the time. I don't know why I'm going to go play golf when I play golf as a professional. That's what they want to do. So
in Vegas?
Nah, I wish.
You're just doing the bachelor party in Nashville?
I might change the plans. My original plan was us go to Hilton Head for the weekend, like last weekend. And my friend who is the groom, he's like, nah, man, I don't want to spend 3 days there. I'm like, dude, we would be 3 days in Hilton Head, just no responsibilities. We'd have the time of our lives. And he was just not about it.
So they're coming to Nashville?
No, well, we're all here. So, like, we all live in Nashville that are going to this bachelor party, so.
So the bachelor party is here in Nashville?
It's here in Nashville.
So I can come, and you're going to have $100,000 in your pocket?
Yeah.
This is going to be a fun weekend in Nashville, right?
Hey, you show up. We'll find ways to accommodate you very well.
So it's cool. We'll wrap this up here in a second. It's cool as well for me to see you playing Dawson because where I play golf out of the Golf Club of Tennessee when I rarely get out there, over the last few years, I've seen you out there with the guys from Lipscomb. And it was funny because I you guys always reminded me of me, like growing up playing golf and like playing college sport like that. I never got the opportunity to play at college, but you guys, man, are grinding as hard then as you are right now. And so I'm fired up for you guys to play this week. What do you think? We'll leave it at this. What do you think it's going to take this week for either one of you to win? I mean, number one, what's the number this week for winning this tournament?
Good. Worse than last year. I think it'll be around 15, personally.
15 under for those out there that aren't golfers.
I think, yeah. I want to say 15 to 17 under. I think it's a really good number.
I think it's a little tougher than what it is during the summer usually. I think the greens are probably a little firmer this year, right? They're probably a little firmer. Like, I really don't know. Are they?
All right, let me ask you this question. Putting you guys both on the spot right now, so I have something to shoot for here. So you guys, you don't know me. You just got paired with me. I'm the country singing guy they put in the tournament. You played a practice round. You don't know me. After playing nine holes today, and you guys are at lunch, you're like, he's going to shoot this first day. You know, you're not going to hurt my feelings. It's a hard golf course, like, but I want to know what you're thinking. What do you think? I mean, what would be a good score for me first day?
I'm going to say if you shoot plus two or plus three, I think you've had a decent day. I could see a few birdies in there, and then from what I saw today, there's going to be a few where you're going to have to save a par, or you might throw in a few bogeys.
I'm going to have more than a few, I think, where I'm going to have to save par. What do you think, Dawson?
No chance. Look, we're.
I did drop a couple bombs, though, today.
Yeah, you were dropping bombs, dude. You were hitting bombs, too. You were freaking driving at 30 yards past me. So I think if you play some good golf, you'll come out here and break par.
No way. I appreciate you being really nice. I really do.
I seriously think if you play good golf, you hit it far enough, you're going to have wedges into some of these greens. I think you'll have a chance to break par.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, starting before the round even starts, I've got a chance of going under or over par, and I'm going to try my best. But you guys didn't have to take the time to do this, and you did. You could be out hitting balls. I think we're doing a press conference here in a little bit too. But I wish you guys the best of luck, man, because I know how hard it is out here. That was one of the main reasons I was nervous about taking this sponsorship exemption, is because I didn't want to look like the guy that they just gave the spot to that didn't deserve it. And there's guys out there like y'all that are grinding to get this spot. So playing here with you is a treat for me this week. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that are coming out to watch. This podcast goes out tonight. So anybody that's in the Nashville area or is coming to Nashville this week, Thursday through Sunday, here at the Nashville Golf Open at Nashville Golf and Athletic Club in just outside Nashville in Brentwood, Tennessee. So Dawson Armstrong, Sebastian Capellan over here. Good luck to you guys, dude. I really appreciate you guys being on.
Thanks. Really enjoyed talking to you, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man. Sebastian, it's nice to meet a Danish guy. I asked you earlier if you liked Danishes.
I do. I love them. They're crisp and
Are the Danishes in Denmark better than the Danishes in America?
I have to say yes.
On that note, thank you guys, man. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Good Company with Jake. We had to cut it a little short today because we are in the pro shop at the golf clubs. This is we're coming at you from all over the place, but appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll catch you next week. We'll see you.